I'm kind of intimidated, but also inspired at the same time by who we have in studio this morning. A local person born and raised in Greenwood, Indiana, went to IU, and you're going to be seeing her on TV real soon, too. Please welcome to the Joe and Alex Show, Brooke Van Paris. Did I get that right?
Yep.
There we go. Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good.
You said a local person, more like a real American hero.
Hell yeah.
Indiana hero.
That's right.
Now, born and raised in Greenwood, Alex is bringing this up off air before we talk to you. Kind of a big deal. What high school did you go to?
I went to Center Grove High School.
Yeah. The other one? Who's the other one?
Does it matter?
Greenwood High School.
What was your guys' mascot?
The Trojans, duh.
Okay. I was a Highlander, but that was up in Michigan. Alex was a Highlander, too, and she grew up, where's that? You went to school in Louisville?
No, I went to school in Southern Indiana, Floyd Central High School in Floyd's Knobs.
Floyd's Knob, huh?
Floyd's Knob.
Very, very interesting right there. And there's a lot of cool stuff. First thing we want to tell people to remind them, coming up October 3rd, you're actually going to be on TV. Is this your first time being on TV?
This is not my first time being on TV.
Dang! I didn't realize we were such a big celebrity.
I know.
Here.
Wait, so what all have you been on?
So last year, between April and June, I was on season one of American Grit with John Cena on Fox.
John Cena! Are you ready for Brooke and John Cena?
Brooke Van Paris!
Can you see me now?
We can see you!
Are we recording this? Are we live right now? We're actually doing a video. Is that going to be up later?
Yes.
Cool.
Liv the Web Girl is going to put this whole interview on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Awesome. That's really cool. So what was that experience like? First of all, John Cena, is he a short guy?
John Cena is actually as big as you would imagine. I mean, he's huge, but he's like the most humble little teddy bear ever.
He's engaged to a Bella twin, right?
Well, I'd rather him be engaged to me, but yes.
Wait, so, okay, are you single then?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Recently, or you've been single for a little bit?
I've been single for a while.
Okay. What kind of guy are you looking for? Because you're very
into fitness. She's fit.
Yeah,
I mean, this
healthy.
Girl could kick our ass.
I almost double tapped a couple of photos on accident on Instagram because it's so cool to see your transformation. Because you, when did you start like bodybuilding or what would you call it, like getting in shape and healthy and all buff?
So actually 3 years ago today, I did my first obstacle course race over in Ohio.
Okay.
Before that, I was legally handicapped for 2 years.
What happened?
In Bloomington at Indiana University, I was in a head-on car accident my sophomore year and shattered both my hands.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. What do you do when you have no hands?
You get help from everybody.
Oh man.
I'm assuming like the basic things of taking care of yourself, like bathroom, like you had to get help with
bathing,
that too?
Bathing, going to the bathroom, everything.
Wow.
Did your mom like live with you or what was the situation?
Well, since I'm really stubborn, I decided to stay in school full time.
Oh my gosh, good for you.
I would have dropped out. I'm like, that's the reason. There's my sign.
But what'd you do? You can't hold a pencil.
I'm really good at memorizing things. So I would just sit in class and kind of memorize the lectures and then I'd take my exams. But
that is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yeah.
So,
and I make excuses for everything. Like, I'm tired. I don't want to go out. Like, she's over here with no hands,
wait,
like, acing tests.
Do I have to sweat when I do that? It's so gross. Okay, so you're single, because I want to get back to that then. What kind of guy are you looking for? Are you looking for a guy that does fitness as well? Or you want, like an MYK, our producer type here, which he's in shape. He's definitely, like, you know, healthy. But, he doesn't have a lot of big muscles.
All I want is someone who's as into fitness as I am.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be my sport.
What do you mean by your sport?
So I represent the United States in obstacle course racing, and I also am a nationally qualified bodybuilder.
Oh, shoot.
Dang. So,
oh, you got to do all that, like, fake tan stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that? Like, I understand a spray tan, but, like, those fake tans look awful.
Yeah, sometimes they look like they're dipped in chocolate.
I did look pretty chocolate.
Isn't it to show off the muscles, though, like your definition?
Yeah, so everybody, like, on Instagram or whatever, all these Instagram models play with lighting. It's kind of like the same concept when you're on stage.
I'm looking at your Instagram right now.
Yeah, wait
now.
A minute. Do you have a fitness gram? Are you one of those people?
Yeah, so it's just at Brooke Van Paris. My nickname in the obstacle course race community has been Beast Mode Barbie. So,
is the best. If I was somebody that was into fitness, I would totally want that name.
I hated it at first. I mean, who wants to play in the mud and be known as a Barbie? So
what are the obstacle courses like? Because it's Ninja Warrior is what you're going to be on in October, correct?
No.
I'm getting confused.
Yeah, in October, October the 3rd is Broken Skull Challenge Season 5
with
Steve Austin.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
They took my paper away, so I couldn't look.
That's okay. You can cheat. You can look at me.
So tell us about those obstacle courses. Like, how intense are these?
So 2 weeks ago was the first ever United States Obstacle Course Race Championship. So I represented Indiana down there, and it was down in Texas. World Championships is in 4 weeks up in Canada. The races, like, at the championship level are 10 and a half miles, 52 obstacles, and a 100% obstacle completion. So you're mud and mountains. Canada will be snow, but you try and try these obstacles until you fail. If you fail, you get a 20-minute penalty, and you also lose your band, which is, like, coveted in the OCR world.
That's
okay,
not cool.
So I've never seen this Broken Skull Challenge show on CMT, but what do you win?
Okay, so Broken Skull Challenge is really interesting. It's totally different than anything I've ever done. I've never put my hands on anybody with the intent of harm, and it's a lot of, like, person-on-person wrestling.
Whoa. Yeah. Is it you against other? Is it girls against girls or girls and guys?
It's girls against girls. So there's 20 episodes. There's 10 male episodes, 10 female episodes.
Okay.
And there's 8 people per episode. So I'm on the first female episode of the season. The girls are between 5'7 and 6 foot tall. And we're all like 155 to 165 pounds.
So is the show like strictly filming you guys doing physical challenges, or do you all also live in a house together and there's like drama and stuff too?
No. So on this one, all 8 competitors change every episode. So it was really like only a couple days of filming.
Okay.
So you don't live out there or anything. They do it all bracket style. So it's 3 different rounds, you know, 4 sets of 2 matchups. The second round would be 2 sets of 2. And then the last round you go head to head.
Sorry, I've been distracted looking at your Instagram.
And what'd you find?
Not in a creepy way, but just like muscles. I found a lot of muscles. Check that out, Alex. Check out. What's your Instagram again, Brooke?
Whoa.
It's at Brooke Van Paris.
Okay. I mean this in the greatest compliment. What's your favorite muscle you have on your body?
So all figure girls in bodybuilding can totally relate, but I love my shoulders, but
okay.
I really love my quads. We all like those big legs and booties.
I just was checking out, I'm more of a boob guy myself anyways. Your leg muscles and booty muscle, oh my goodness. Does that sound creepy? Because it's impressive, like how... Yeah. Wow, like that's dedication.
I am dying. Can I just do something? Can I just come over where you are? I'm going to flex, and I want you to feel my lack of muscle because have you ever seen like a Looney Tune where the muscle goes underneath, like it droops? That's me because I am the skinniest fat girl you'll ever meet. So here, I want you to just feel and describe.
All right, take your headphones off. Go ahead and walk on over there. Make sure you don't just touch her though, okay?
You have something hanging from your shirt. Is it a string?
I'm really flexing as hard as I can.
I love it. No, that's where I started, though.
Put your bicep, Alex, up to the camera. We'll have to get
this
afterwards.
It's so sad.
Wow. You know what, though?
No, she's got to flex, though. We got to compare on this video at Joan Alex Show on Instagram.
Let's flex the quads.
Dude, I don't even know how to flex a quad. I don't even know what a quad is.
Hold
Hit
on.
The quad. Hit the quad.
We'll do this.
I don't even know how to do that.
Follow us, Joan Alex Show, on Instagram. We'll put this on our story, okay? We got to wrap it up. But Brooke Van Paris, you're going to be on the show coming up. It's the reality competition TV show, Broken Skull Challenge. It's going to be on CMT, hosted by Steve Austin. And it's going to be on the first female episode, kicking off the season 5, which airs October 3rd at 9 Eastern. Wait.
10 o'clock.
It says 9/10. Anyways, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. I'm not good with reading.
Yeah, and she's from Greenwood, so we got to support local.
Thank you so much for coming in, Brooke.
Woo!
Thanks.